Hello and welcome. This is Tawanda with the Black Status Quo. And today is Friday, November 6, 2020. And we are super excited to have yet another episode. And today is going to be a little different. And that is a good thing. And we're talking about something I learned a long time ago. One thing that all women love that we may will definitely agree on, and that's money. And guess what? We want to also talk about the relationship with money. And we have a special guest on the line today. And first, we're going to kind of go out to anyone else that's on here to kind of introduce themselves and see how they're doing. And then we'll introduce our special guest, and she'll tell you all about who she is. So let me go out to, hold up, let's see who we got. Let me go out to 469, see how you're feeling, how you're doing, what state you're representing, and anything you want to share.
Well, my name is Sophia. I'm in Dallas, Texas, and I'm very interested in learning about how to maximize and get to this money and use it wisely. So I'm excited to be here and listen to whatever is going to be shared with us tonight.
Okay. Well, thank you so much once again for dialing in. And as you hear our special guest of the day share some jewels, feel free to ask anything you like. And that's what our platform is about. This is a platform for women of color, and we want to definitely have a connecting place where we can build, we can grow, we can bond and connect, and also be able to share information that's valuable to help the next person. So without further ado, I want to introduce our special guest for today, Miss Nakia. I hope I pronounced that correctly. Nakia, a.k.a. Ty Hamblin. Okay, I didn't want to butcher your name. Welcome to the show, and how are you doing today?
Thank you. Thank you so much, Tawanda, for having me. I'm doing well, and I'm so excited to be here.
Okay, definitely excited to have you. And even though you kind of got a sneak peek at what I'm going to ask you, I'm just going to kind of go one by one. And Sophia, she didn't know this, but her and I are going to contact him a little bit because she's really great with helping come up with questions. And again, we're super excited. So thank you for investing time to share with us some information about yourself. So as we get started, to all listeners, we know that millions of people will be able to hear this show, okay? So we want to make sure that people know exactly who you are, what you do, why you do it, how you can help them, and how to contact you and any specials that you may have going on. So first, tell us, if you don't mind, personally a little about yourself. Who is Nakia Ty Hamblin?
Yeah, so Nakia, a.k.a. the Finance Junkie, I am a single mom, 28 years old, and I'm a single mom of two, a three-year-old and a one-year-old. I enjoy going to the beach. I enjoy spending time with my children. And, of course, I love learning anything to do with finances and managing my money. Outside of hanging with my children and stuff, I really spend time just doing things with my finances, trying to figure out how I can retire early. It's something called the FIRE journey. So I'm currently on the FIRE journey, which means FIRE early, retirement early. So that means you're looking to retire early outside of the normal 65 or 5-year-old retirement age. So that's pretty much a little bit about me. I do currently have a full-time job. So I know with money, people say, oh, you need, multiple streams of income and everything. So right now I currently work one full-time job, and then I have my business, which is the Finance Junkie.
Okay. All right. Well, that definitely has me excited, and I know that Sophia is, because what we've been talking about since I met her a couple of weeks ago is the importance of having multiple streams of income, period. So we're going to get right into it, Nakia. So the first question that I have is, tell us how you actually came about starting your business. What is the name of your business, and how did you come about starting this business?
Yes, so the name of my business is called The Finance Junkie. I started the business because 4 years ago, before I had children, I moved to California. So I was like, I'm ready to go, Mom. I'm leaving. So I up and left, and I was doing really well by myself. But then I ended up in credit card debt. I ended up with a car payment, with a lot of bills. So I came to California, and I spent more than what I should have, and I ended up in a very a situation that 78% of the world can relate to, of living paycheck to paycheck. I was in credit card debt. I did a voluntary repossession because I could no longer afford my car payment, along with, you know, regular day-to-day expenses. So that's how I started my journey, because 4 years ago, I paid off over $40,000 in debt in less than 18 months. So with that, I was like, this is a problem. Like, debt is so normalized in our society that I thought that it would be a very good idea to kind of help people change their relationship with money as I did, and learn to use money as a tool instead of money working against us all the time. So that was very important to me, especially in the Black community. We don't know. We always talk about building generational wealth, but the first thing we hear when you say it is, oh, credit, credit, credit. And I like to point that out, because when you think about generational wealth, you have to think beyond just credit, right? So when my clients come to me and they say, oh, I just want to get my credit score high, I just want to get my credit score high, I like to dig deep and say, well, why are you only focusing on your credit? You got to change that consumer mindset. Most times people want credit just so they can go out and borrow more. So I was very passionate about creating the Finance Junkie so that I can educate people on how to utilize money as a tool, and educate them that it goes way farther beyond than credit scores. So yeah, that's how I came up with the Finance Junkie. I just really want to help change the relationship we as Black people have with money.
And one of the next questions I have, and this is really a crazy question because we all know the answer, but at the same time, sometimes hearing it over and over is important, and you definitely touched on that. You know, can you just kind of open it up in a little more in detail and tell us, why is this even important? And I say that because, you know, not just because of COVID, but in life, you know, we only have 24 hours in a day. So why should someone even care about this? You know, just breaking it down a little more, because you already said it, but just kind of so it can hit home about why this is important.
So this is very important. One, if we want to start building wealth, we have to stop leaving our children with so much debt. And you can't do that with a negative net worth. So every time you borrow money, you know, your net worth becomes negative, right? So it's important, if we want to continue to long-term generational wealth, to get our finances in order and educate our kids, and then our kids' kids, so that they can educate their kids, so that they don't make the same mistakes that we have. Also, it's important for things like, you know, if we have an emergency, to have that emergency fund in place so that we won't get into credit card debt. And it becomes a cycle. That's the word. It becomes a cycle. So, you know, you can't afford this, so you charge it to the credit card. Then, you know, that so then that doesn't – so then you don't have the money for that. And then now you find yourself just drowned in debt. And it's not just important for us financially, but mentally. So being in debt, I know firsthand, it affects your mental health and your overall well-being, right? So it's like when we talk about mental health piece, and also in the Black community, we have to look at finances, because that's where a lot of the stress comes from, not being able to just quit your job when you're in a job that you don't like, not having a choice to leave because you don't have that emergency fund cushion for 6 months to help you survive that and go find a better job. You're stuck in a job that you hate. So now, like, your whole routine, you're just angry at work, and then the stress of bills coming in, the stress of not being able to pay those bills, the stress of not being able to do things with your children or your family. So I think it's very important, because for overall well-being, to be in a financially healthy position, to be in a mentally healthy position. So I think that's why it's important. Also, with the world today, you know, everything is continuing to go high, and jobs are paying less. You know, the cost of living is just rising, and then jobs aren't catching up with the cost of living. So I think it's very important to get in a place to find that financial security.
Absolutely. No, that definitely makes sense. And, you know, one thing you said at the beginning of the show, you talked about generational wealth and so many different things. And I know I'm not the only one that's had tons of conversations with people that talk about securing the bag, generational wealth, and doing all these different things. Mm-hmm. But then the question is, hey, well, how do you plan to do that? Oh, I'm going to work my job, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that. And it's sometimes it sounds so good to say certain words. Oh, generational wealth. I'm going to do that. I'm going to leave a legacy. And we have no clue how the hell to do it. So I'm definitely with you.
Right. Absolutely. Well, the first thing, you know, they're going to do is say, oh, I'm going to leave a home to my children. Oh, I'm going to give them a credit score. I have this credit card as an authorized user. I have them on as an authorized user. But it's like, okay, once you gift your child with that credit score, do she know what to do with that credit score, he or she? Or, you know, how is she going to grow from getting a 750 credit score other than get into debt? Unless she knows the tools and, you know, how to use money to her advantage and not her disadvantage.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. That makes a whole lot of sense. Now, let me ask you this, and then I'm going to turn it over to Sophia because I know she has a couple of questions. But, you know, we want to speak to the Black woman, okay? And, you know, when we talk about generations and generations of women, especially Black women, African-American women, what has happened? What do you think has happened with our relationship with money? Where did we go wrong?
One, where we went wrong is that I won't necessarily say this is where we went wrong, but it's just a cycle that no one wants to break. So we're so trapped into the consumer mindset that we can't see beyond paying for something in cash, or, you know, that is so normalized, even with in Black households, you know, it's just so normalized that we can't see beyond it. So when it comes to the Black woman with the relationship with money, I think it goes to, especially now with social media, impressing others. I think that's huge. That's a lot of times why we get into that. You know, we charging this $1,600 bag to a credit card to impress, you know, those around us, or keeping up with the Joneses, or trying to, you know, put on this facade for whatever community we're connected to. That's the issue with Black women normally. That's the issue that they have, you know, trying to impress the next person.
You know, it's funny you said that. You know, I remember when I was probably 7 or 8, I would hear my grandmother talk about people keeping up with the Joneses and how it didn't make sense. But that was over 25 years ago, and that's still true today. And I want to share this real quick with you guys. And then, Sophia, we'll definitely turn it over to you to ask Makari some questions. But the thing is, also, I remember back in the day when Tyler Perry had first hit the scene really good, and Tyler Perry was real big with doing the plays, all right? I heard on the radio one day how they were making fun of, quote-unquote, Black women, and they said, okay, well, you know, Tyler Perry has another play coming out, and the person was making a reference to there was a white couple that had purchased the ticket to go to the play, and they had kind of seats that would be in the middle, and they said all the seats in the front were sold out, and the white person had said, I bet you it's been by those Black women, the single moms, because it came out around the time they got their check. And that's what they spent their money on, getting not just to go to the Tyler Perry play, but to be in the front, and they got to have the money for the new outfit and for the hair. And I was offended. Hair. You know, I'm like, oh, I dare them say that. But but then I ended up starting talking to somebody, and they were like, oh, yeah, I'm going to Tyler Perry. You going? Oh, girl, I got me some front row seats. And it was kind of like back to back. And I'm saying to myself, that's our mentality. That's our mentality. Whether it's once a month, every quarter, we're going to go out on the town. We're going to spend all of our money, and it's going to be popping. And this was over 10 years ago. So now, in addition to that, is we're going to go out on the town. We're going to spend all our money. We're doing it for the gram. Because I was like, what the hell is the gram? Instagram. You're doing it for Instagram. So it's our mindset. We want to. And I don't know where that came from. I have no idea why that's happening, but that's just my two cents. But We're going to take a break. When we come back, we want to hear from you, Sophia. I know you got some questions in reference to Nakia, and we're talking about relationship with money and the things that Nakia is going to share with us that every woman needs to hear so we can definitely get our house in order. And we'll be back.
Clutch by RGAA is powered by Building Rome. Building Rome, Inc. is a professional company that provides an array of services to freelancers, creatives, virtual hustlers, and business owners. For more information on hiring Building Rome, log on to the website at buildingromeinc.com. Once again, the website is buildingromeinc.com.
Do you have a product, brand, or service that you want to advertise on our platform? Well, look no further. Send us an email to realgirlfriends7@gmail.com. That's realgirlfriends7@gmail.com to place your advertisement here.
All right, and we are back. This is Tawanda with the Black Status Quo, and today we're talking to Miss Nakia Hamlin, and she's talking to us about being financially secure. So I'm going to go out to you, Sophia. Welcome to the show again. Thank you so much. And I know that you have some questions because we're always talking about money, different ways to make it, and, of course, be able to save it so we can help our family. Are you there, Sophia?
I definitely am. I do have some
all right.
questions.
I'll turn it over to you.
Thank you. So my first question is, we understand that a lot of people just really don't have the best relationship with money and how we should be planning and moving forward. Realistically, we know just working a regular job isn't going to cut it to be able to save additional money and also set up for retirement and things like that. Do you have any tips for the working woman when she's trying to make sure that she knows for a fact her credit ain't great, but she knows she needs to work on that, and then also making sure she's saving as well, because that's something I'm struggling with at this point in my life. Like, I know I need to repair my credit, but I don't want to just, like you said, I don't want to just look at my credit. I also want to make sure I'm putting money into savings and trying to plan for my future as well.
Yes, that's a great question, actually. So the first step I suggest is first cut expenses. So that's when you pull at least your last three bank statements and you look to see where you're spending. Most times it's stuff we can cut back on, monthly subscriptions like Netflix. We can find a cheaper cell phone plan. We can do, cheaper internet bills and things like that. Things where you can cut your expenses back and find, like, cheaper alternatives, like car insurance. I like to look at those things first and where you can cut back on that. Most times, almost always, when I'm working with my clients, I find savings there. So that's the start. Second, definitely, you know, it's very hard, depending on where you are in your wealth-building journey, will determine, how much money you can save. So I like to always say this, pay yourself first. So before paying any of your bills or anything, you make sure you take out that 10% and put it into your savings account. Then you pay your bills with what's left. Also, again, that goes back to, so one, cut expenses. So any unnecessary bills that you have, cut them out completely or try to find a cheaper solution, save the difference. Second would be to look. Side hustles. So side hustles would be like driving for Uber, or Uber's a good one. Instacart is a good side hustle. Lyft also. Also, there are a lot of like online jobs where you can work from home who does like 1099 online. So you can look for a second source of income there. Or you could just easily get a part-time job if you like. Not sure, depending on, if you're like a single mom like me who it's hard to work two jobs because you have children and things to tend to at home, I recommend selling clothes on Facebook Market or offer up things like that to create that additional streams of income or that extra money. The third rule would be not to get any more debt or apply for any more bills or anything like that, so that you can get in a, you know, place of certainty and be able to save, begin to start saving money, and your money won't be going out to all of these lenders. So if you're in credit card debt, I recommend, you know, picking a debt that you want to focus on to make it easier. So pick one debt and be like, okay, I owe, let's say, $500 on this credit card. You put it, I'm very, very big on affirmations. So, like, in the morning I say, I'm a millionaire, I'm debt-free. So you speak these things into existence. I always do that with my clients, for them to speak things into existence, very strong affirmation. So you write that one credit card debt of $500 on a sticky note, and you post it wherever it is, at your mirror in the bathroom or wherever. You focus solely on that one debt, and then, you know, you get that extra income. And so you cut your expenses, you throw any free money that you have onto that credit card debt. So say your minimum payment was $20, and now you've now reached to a point where you paid off the credit card debt. So now you have an additional $20 debt. Instead of saving that money, you then want to focus on that next debt. So this is called the snowball method. So what you're doing is taking your minimum payments and you're basically snowballing the effect to your debt, so all your smaller debts, to free up that cash flow. Once you get to a place where you can free up that cash flow, it'll make it easier for you to save and start creating that 3 to 6 emergency fund. So that's how, like, to do it, and that's an easy way to do it. Whereas that way you're in a position where you're freeing up your cash flow so that you can begin to save. And once you begin paying off these debts, your credit will work on itself. So you'll see an increase in your credit score. So you'll see, you know, you'll see these things start saying paid off, and then that'll increase your credit score on its own. So I like to tell people, when they're focusing on this stage where they're trying to start saving, the best thing you can do is to get these lenders out your pocket. So focus on getting those smaller debts paid off to free up that cash flow so that you'll have that extra income to save. That was a lot, so I hope that made sense, but I'm definitely here to answer the questions.
No, that definitely all made sense, because those are all things I'm doing. I definitely obviously need to get with you, because I have a little few of those things done and need to move further in the steps. And I appreciate you taking the time to kind of go through those steps. So what other information, because I have a lovely 17-year-old that's getting ready to graduate, and thankfully she's in a good place financially, and she's okay. What tips do you have for young people getting ready to graduate from high school and enter college or upcoming adulthood, anything that they could do to be mindful of what they need to do towards their credit, saving, things of that nature? Because I know so many kids are eager to just get out and spend money.
Yes.
Or get this newfound credit, because she's on all my mother's stuff, and she has an IRA put to the side. She has money put to the side, because my mom is financially sound and responsible. So what tip can you give for someone in that position, like getting ready to move towards adulthood, and what's the best things they can do moving forward?
Well, she's already ahead of the game, first having an IRA already. Now, the tip I would definitely suggest, and these are the same tips that I give my younger siblings, is avoid debt at all costs. Pay for everything in cash at that age. So if it's a car, save up to get yourself a car with cash. A good car with cash, like a Honda, for about $2,500. That's something easily attainable for the mass. And, you know, ride it to the roof, fall off. You know, begin investing early. I can tell you how important that is. So if she was to invest starting at very young like that, she'll definitely. So let's say, for an example, she starts investing at 22 years old. If she puts $500 per month in like a S&P 500 index fund, by the time she's 65, she'll have over $1 million. And she can live off of that for the rest of her, like, she can start, you know, withdrawing from that before by taking this 4% return off of that. But my advice, just to recap, is to stay debt-free. pay for things in cash and begin investing first.
Okay.
In budget.
Thank you.
So important. Yeah, you're welcome. I'm sorry. Budgeting.
Are there any apps or tools that have come out that you find useful for people to implement or use? Because I've seen so many advertisements for different apps that are supposed to help you look through your accounts when you download it to your phone to help you figure out, like
yes.
you were saying, to kind of cut down on subscriptions, look at your monthly finances as the bills come in, and then make suggestions to you about things you need to close or things you possibly need to look at, certain trends with your bank account that could be helpful for people that they may not be aware of.
Yeah, so the Mint app is M-I-N-T. The Mint app is very useful for budgeting, having an overall picture of your finances. I also always recommend the paper method because that allows you, sometimes, depending on your learning style, people aren't consistently using the app or they don't really get to see overall picture. It was very easy to get distracted. They'll get on the phone and then end up on Instagram and things like that. So definitely the old-fashioned pen and paper as well to kind of create a budget that works for yourself, write down all your bills, your expenses, your fixed expenses, and kind of see where your money going. And the budgeting is so important. So before you do any of the tips that I shared, you have to figure out, you know, as far as your income, where what's coming in and what's going out. And the rule I always like to say is assign your money a job. So before your check comes, you should know, okay, $500 is here, $500 is going to my savings, this is going here. And the budget that I recommend is called a zero-based budget. And that's where you assign your money a job all the way until you get to zero and there's nothing left to assign. And what that does is free up us from making impulse buys. It frees us from spending money without us knowing. So like that, oh, riding down the street and saying, oh, there go McDonald's. I'm going to run and get me a chicken sandwich. You can't just do that because now your money is already where it's supposed to go doing its job, right? So I definitely recommend the Mint app or the old-fashioned pen and paper. And if you're going to do the pen and paper, do the zero-based budget method.
Okay, let's say you've implemented all of these things and you're going along steadily, you're creating savings, and you have, when should you be looking at investments like money market or trading options, things of that nature? I know a lot of people sometimes get intimidated by those type of discussions and trying to figure out if that's something they should even be doing or deciding if they want to even go that route and take the time to educate themselves on that. And what are your thoughts and views about that?
Yes, that's a great question. I always recommend, I always say you should not be investing if you have debt. And the reason why I say this is that so when you put your money into the money market, right, you have compound interest working for you. But if you have debt, you have, you know, compound interest working against you. So the best thing to do is to get those debts paid off. Of course, mine is mortgage and student loans, but all of your consumer debt should be paid off before investing into the stock market. And once you're in the point where you paid off all your consumer debt, you want to then create that 3 to 6 month emergency fund. So what that does is give you a barrier. So if you have a tire, that any type of emergency, you'll be prepared and you don't have to panic and charge a card, or you don't have to, you know, worry about where the money is going to come from. You already have that money saved. Preferably in a high.
Can I stop you right there? Because I think
we're
getting ready to have a break right about
okay.
now.
Okay. I'm sorry.
And but it's fascinating. I'm with you. I didn't want to
cut you off.
Listen, but there's a break.
No, you can definitely ask when we come back from break. And the funny thing, You see the questions that I was asking you, Kai. She just chomped, took all my questions for you. I'm like, oh, my gosh. But great minds think alike. But we'll be back. And also,
yes,
we have someone new that joined the show, and I'm sure she wants to talk about money with you, too. So we'll be back in just a second. This is Tawanda.
All right.
If you have a business or you are seeking to start a business, please protect yourself when it comes to contracts, accidents, document review, new clients, and more. Just Life Events can assist you with getting access to quality attorneys at reduced rates for all of your business needs. We can also help with family plans, plans for truckers, large and small businesses, and so much more. Remember, it's better to have and not need than to need and not have. Contact us today for a free consultation to see how we may be able to meet your legal needs. Our website is justlifeevents.org.
Hi, everyone, and we are back. This is Tawanda with the Black Status Quo, and we're super excited today to be talking to and interviewing Ms. Nakia Hamlin, and all the way out in California, and she's talking about her relationship with money. As we get started back, we had a few background noises earlier, so if you're on mute, well, if you're on, speakerphone, just press mute because it actually echoes on the show. And I know Sophia was asking you some questions, so we're going to definitely go back out to that. And we also want to just acknowledge and say welcome to the show, Corinne. How are you doing today, lady?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Hi.
I'm good. All right. Yeah, I knew she wasn't going to miss coming to talk about her favorite topic, those coins. So after Sophia finishes asking a million questions, Corinne, we hope we have some time for you. But all right, but no, we have about 20 minutes to go, so yeah, we're good to go. So I'm going to turn it back over to you, Sophia, to continue picking her brain. And make sure you don't leave the line. I'm calling you all kind of names.
Kai, I'm here.
All right, so make sure you do not leave this show without telling us how to find out how we can get connected with you, get more information about your businesses, any books you want to tell us about or anything. But all right, Sophia, back over to you, lady.
I really hated to stop you because you were right where I was asking questions with you about investment, knowing when it's right to utilize moving to that step of investing, and I know you're in the middle of talking, so if you want to just finish that statement, and then I probably have one more question for you, and then Corinne, if she has questions, can certainly ask more than what I did. Sorry, go ahead.
Okay, no problem. So just to recap, the best time to start investing is once you're consumer debt-free. And reason being is because, like I said, with the money market, the compound interest works for you, right? So that's where, you see your money grow, which is compound interest. And then when you owe debt, your compound interest works against you. And that's because, your interest rate, depending on the interest rate, most of when you make those minimum payments, you end up paying way more for whatever. So if the initial price was $4,000, and then you have like a very interest rate, you've been to pay for that twice, depending on the interest rate. So I like to always say, go ahead and pay off the consumer debt first, and then when you're down to just the student loan or the mortgage, you start taking advantage of those tax advantage accounts. So like your 401k with your job, your Roth IRA, so things like that. And then, then you can get like a brokerage account and start investing into the brokerage account. Did that answer your question?
It did, and thank you so much for being so thorough and knowledgeable. I'm definitely going to be contacting you after the show. So my next question is for people that are kind of unsure of where to get started, but they know that they have an issue with finances, budgeting, investing. Do you have any key books or content that they maybe can start with, like a website or a book or a Instagram person or somewhere that they can start soaking up the knowledge to get started on the path just besides yourself that you would suggest for them?
Yes, definitely. I would totally recommend Dave Ramsey's book, The Total Money Makeover. That's a great place to start. He breaks it down basically on everything I basically say about the importance of a budget, to start budgeting, to cut those expenses, increasing your income and side hustles and things like that. You can also follow me on social media platforms, which is at @thefinancejunkie_ on Instagram, and then at @thefinancejunkie on Facebook for tips. I'm always sharing a lot of information about tips and things that's going on in the money world. But definitely a book. If you're looking for a book to read, I would definitely start with The Total Money Makeover by Dave Ramsey.
Cool.
And then once, if you tried everything.
Podcast.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
You know, if you tried everything, you feel like, okay, I get how to do it, but I'm having a hard time staying accountable and looking for someone to hold you accountable. And that's where, you know, I come in because I'm a financial coach, and that's what I do. So I focus on, like I said, the mindset of it, and I help you shift that money mindset, and then I hold you accountable. So we come up with financial goals, and we come up with a map directly to meet those financial goals with time frames. And in exchange, you'll have someone that's holding you accountable. You'll have someone to learn information. So then you get into a place where I teach you in a way where, you know, you can handle your finances on your own long after me, and then you can teach your children and then your cousins and whoever else. So I'm very big on, you know, share the knowledge. So if you were to hire a financial coach, you know, you share that with your friends, everything that you're learning, your family, so that everyone can do better as a community, as a Black community. So definitely if you tried reading books and, you know, you tried the budget apps and things and you still feel that you don't understand or you need that accountability, definitely look into hiring a financial coach.
Good deal. Thank you so much. I really appreciate all
You're
this knowledge.
Thank
all
you.
Right.
They were some
all
good
right.
questions.
Yeah, definitely. All right, so we're talking about relationship with money and dealing with the finance junkie. Now, let me ask you, because I did pull the Instagram up, Kai. So tell me again, because I think you have two pages. Are you transferring something? So tell me which actual page do we need to be following?
Okay, so it's the finance, FINANCE, junkie, and then it's _ on Instagram.
Okay. Okay, all right. Then this has no post yet.
Okay, all right. So I started rebranding and I'm getting a new website and everything up. So I took everything off to rebrand. But starting Monday, you'll start seeing financial tips and information
okay.
on there.
So the other Instagram, that's not you. The finance junkie CEO.
No, that is so. Is it just like the finance junkie and then that's it?
Yeah, and then they have when you their name says the finance junkie CEO, so that's somebody different's page.
Correct.
Right.
I think that's like creating creator or something like that. I'm not sure, but I don't think that account is active.
From
what I'm
seeing. Yeah, since March 2019. Okay, I just want to make sure because
right.
That's not you. So let me unfollow. Okay. Say no more. All right. So we're talking about our relationship with money. So, Corinne, welcome to the show. And we're going to let you have at Kai and ask her whatever you want in reference to money. And what we were talking about, just to quickly recap earlier, is just really just learning a little more about who Kai is and what made her actually get into the field of becoming a finance coach and why it's important. And we were just sharing really how, you know, people want to have generational wealth, or we say we do, but we don't also always put things in place to be able to make sure that we can be in position to have that. So we're going to turn it over to you, Corinne, for whatever you want to share or ask Kai.
Hi, Kai, and thank you, Tawanda. Hi, Kai. I apologize. I missed the majority of the segment, so I hope I'm not asking a question that you already answered. But I want to know your opinion on, like, apps like Acorn Do you think that that's a good way to get a source of passive income? And how do you feel about, like, this, I guess, investing in stocks in general?
So definitely, to answer your first question, I don't think Acorn is a good way to invest. When you get to your wealth building stage, it's very important for you to have a plan. So you need to consistently invest like that same amount. I think you should get like a brokerage account. If you're going to, okay, let me see how I can, okay. So I personally invest in index funds. And if you read any book or look at any big investor like Warren Buffett, or any of those big investors out there, they all recommend the same thing, index funds, right? But in order to reap the benefits of investing, you have to invest consistently and in large amounts of money. And when I say large amounts of money, I don't mean like $10,000 at a time, but I mean like you have to come up with a plan. Like if you're going to do $500 a month, then consistently $500 a month needs to go. Not just, I know Acorn's round up your change, right? So if you do Acorn and it's rounding up your change, you would never ever reap the benefits of that long-term investing. So that's why I think it's very important to open up a brokerage account like TD Ameritrade, Vanguard, or any brokerage account out there that you like, Fidelity, if you do your research and pick a good one, and pick a set amount of money that you can save. So if you just start off with $200 a month, $500 a month, you do that consistently. You know, and of course, investing should be long term. So don't invest any money that you'll need within 5 years. So to answer your question and recap, I'm sorry. No, I don't really like Acorn because that's just rounding up your change. And depending on your goal, so that's another thing, you would need to come up with a goal. Say, okay, I want to invest this X amount of money this year, or in the long term, in 10 years, I want to have this amount of money. You would need to invest often, consistently, and it'll need to be more than just change to reap the benefits of that compound interest working for you. So did that answer your first question?
It did. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. And did I miss a second? I think you. What was your second question?
So how do you feel about? You answered it about investment in
okay.
general.
Okay. Yeah. So that's so important. I was saying that. Investing is just so important. So my two rules is spend less than you make and invest the difference. So investing is, I just can't really explain how important investing is. And even now with the stock market during this pandemic, the stock market continues to go up. We had a few, it dropped at the beginning of March, but they recently released an article how the stock market is going up and people are winning, like people are getting these returns and Black people are missing out. And so I definitely encourage because we're missing the wealth building stage that we need to break the generational curses and build generational wealth. So I definitely, like I said, spend less than you make and invest often. So definitely invest and look into index funds. This is not financial advice, just for financial educational purposes, but look into index funds or low-cost ETFs.
Thank you.
And you'll thank me later. You'll remember this and thank me later.
Wow, that's pretty incredible. One thing, I thought I was going to fall out of a chair when you said something about considering getting rid of Netflix. Oh, my gosh. But I do understand.
I know.
So the last question that I have, and I definitely want you to also tell people how to get in touch with you, if you offer any specials or discounts. But the last question I have is, talk to us about mindset. You mentioned the first book, a book that you recommended to read. But let's say, for example, you have a person that says, listen, I know I need to make some changes. I want to have a better relationship with money. But honestly, I'm just having a problem with reducing my expenses. You said spend less than you make and invest the extra. Like, talk to us about mindset. Mindset, is there any type of accountability? People need to go take some medication. Like, what needs to happen to get your mind right to make to be able to do
this journey? Before you start this journey, it definitely takes a different mindset. So when I was up over $40,000 in debt, you know, struggling, to be honest, it takes you to just be fed up. And then once you get to that point, you start looking and evaluating what matters. But as a coach, I sit down and I get to the root of that problem. Where is this impulsive spending coming from? I monitor, you know, well, when do the impulsive spending occur? I make my clients do different activities. Like, you can sit down and write a letter to yourself, you know, apologizing for your poor money habits. And it's different. It's so hard for this question because it's different per person. But mm-hmm. definitely to shift that money mindset on your own, it's going to take a person to get fed up and just be like, okay, I'm tired of living this way. And it's not going to be easy. It's going to take some sacrifices, like I said, giving up Netflix or giving up, you know, that $80 nail salon trip every 2 weeks. But I think it just takes, it's just really hard to answer when, because it's different for each person. But I like to get to that root of problem and say, where does this habit come from? We have to take a look at, like, where did you learn your money beliefs? And that's what I like to do. So I change all those, you know, when we were younger, and now mom say, money don't grow on trees. Who you think I am? Made of money? You think I'm made of money? And those type of things, they're in our head subconsciously. And these are the type of things that we hear, and, you know, we say to our children. But, you know, I like to change that. So we have affirmations, which I spoke on earlier. And I have my clients say, I am a millionaire. Money flows easily to me. You know, everything I touch turns into gold. Like, we have to change those beliefs that we were taught growing up. And that's what I like to do, is to get to that root of issue. What are some of those things you heard as a child? Like I said, for me, it was money don't grow on trees. But it's like, money is that easy. Money really isn't a hard subject. I mean, money needs to be used as a tool and not against us. And once we change that and get to the root of that problem, my clients usually do very well moving forward. And so I would like to say that if you're starting on your own, and so you want to start shifting that money mindset, start with money affirmation.
That's incredible. All right, ladies, do you guys have any other questions for Kai before she tells everyone how to contact her for rates and information? Anything else, Sophia? Anything else, Corinne?
No, just thank you very much for the information that you did share, because it was all useful and very helpful.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. And thank you for allowing me the opportunity to speak to you guys, listeners, and sharing your platform with me.
Absolutely.
I can be
Absolutely. Talk to us.
Okay. Oh, no, I was going to say, I can be reached, if you guys are interested, by phone, which is 443-750-4229, and I can set you up. I do offer free 30-minute discovery calls where we sit down, we discuss, you know, your financial goals and ways to get you there, and if I'm a good fit for you and if I can help you. So that's how the discovery call goes. Again, that's free for 30 minutes. Also, if you guys mention the podcast, I'll do 15% off. And I can be also reached at www.thefinancejunkie.com. And then my social media platforms as well.
That is pretty incredible, and definitely now more than ever. And one thing I just really want to say, I love how you gave the example about the side hustles, because that's definitely a big thing that everyone is talking about right now, finding extra ways to make extra money, or just sometimes what you need to move forward. So, Kai, we thank you for tuning in today to share that information, and we definitely will make sure that we share it with our listeners all across the world, and hopefully your phone won't stop ringing, so you can definitely not just have your millions, but also help other people like us be in positions for our millions as well. And that's what we're here for. All right. So thank everyone. It's Friday. TGIS. So hopefully everyone will have an awesome weekend. We definitely have a lot going on in the world. And we'll continue to share more information here with the Black Status Quo. Until the next time, everyone, be safe.